Hey.
Yo, it's episode 3 of Greek Chic. We're tired today.
I feel like we need a jingle.
Right, okay.
Like a wee Greek Chic intro music.
Do you want to pay for that?
No.
Me neither. So,
damn.
This is your production value. Here you go. Da da da.
We could sing one.
I did.
Okay.
I Great know. Minds.
We could write a little. No, we should just stop.
Okay, if by this time next week we have written, rehearsed and recorded a jingle, I will eat my cat. Don't set unrealistic expectations for us. How have you been this week?
Oh, stressed. Although, my parcel got collected.
Oh my god.
But not by Hermes.
Who what?
They sent UPS instead. Because...
Oh, did you have a Legally Blonde UPS moment?
No.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Abandoned snap for the UPS man.
Yeah.
No. I didn't actually see him. Oh. I had to recruit my ex to wait in the house for him.
Jeez, oh. I'm glad the trauma's over of the parcel.
It's over.
And I'm pretty sure that everyone that listens to the podcast will also be glad that they're not being bored by our parcel chat. Right, so... Oh, Maya, why do you always jump on my phone when we start recording?
She really, is desperate for the limelight.
Same, babe. Same. So, yeah, we're tired today, so it might be a bit more chilled.
Yeah.
It might not be. We don't know. I really sometimes wish that we'd rehearsed this in advance, because it would be less of a gamble, but hey.
But it would take away so much of it.
Yeah, I'd definitely not talk about wanking as much as I do.
Huh? I mean, we could. We could just plan a whole scenario.
So this week, we're doing 2 listener requests, actually. Ooh. So we've had quite a few requests in. Thank you to everyone who's got in touch. It's really nice, isn't it?
Love getting involved.
It's so weird that people are listening to us chat shit.
It's equally touching and terrifying.
I just think it's weird. Yes. I'm just like, what? That's mad. So, yeah, that's Katie and her water bottle.
I just
gave her the eye of shut the fuck up now.
I'm a nervous fidgeter, so I will just put it away.
Yeah, so it's weird, but thank you so much for getting in contact. If you are listening, we're on Instagram and I think Twitter.
Facebook.
I mean, we'll be
everywhere.
Honest.
Spotify, Apple, everywhere.
Just send us a message, a carrier pigeon, write.
Not by Hermes, though.
Yeah, just don't send Hermes. Maya, thank you. So this week, 2 listener requests.
Yep.
So we were requested for the story of Aphrodite.
Ooh.
And someone else wanted me to tell the story of Uranus and Cronus and see what we made of that. And I can see why they've asked for that, and you will see why too.
Excellent.
So.
Come at me.
So we have to go back in time even further than usual for this week's episode.
Okay. I know.
So we're actually pre-Greek mythology. Pre-Zeus et al.
All right, is this who invented God type level?
Kind of, actually.
Who invented Zeus?
Kind of. I'm going to cut out the middle bit of the story. So we're going to tell the beginning of the beginning.
Okay.
Actually, we're going to tell the middle of the beginning. So, first there was chaos, and from chaos came...
As in an actual person? The concept of chaos?
This is a hard one. The primordial gods are both concepts and people.
No, I love that.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
I find that really difficult to wrap my head around.
I'm a mystic.
Of course. Fucking see you in this weird shit that you're into.
I know. What one? Which bit?
chaos was everything and nothing, and from chaos came Gaia, the earth.
Okay.
And she both is the earth and represents the earth.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard Gaia in Mother Nature.
Yeah. That's basically her role. And Uranus. Uranus.
Oh, really?
Well,
excellent.
He's the sky.
She's
the earth. And from them, they are known as the primordial gods. And they had lots of children. I won't go into too much detail about them. The ones that you need to know about are Cronus, who was their youngest son.
Uh-huh.
And he... Can you guess what his domain was, Cronus?
Okay, so with reference to a conversation we've had before, he's not the guy who's in a video game that I...
No,
that I once believed him to be.
Right, we need to tell this story.
Yeah, we do.
I once told Katie about Cronus when we were drunk, and she was going on and on and on about how he was from a video game, and I was like, I honestly have no idea what you're talking about.
And I was describing his look and his outfit and his weapons.
Really leaned in on the detail.
So into it. Googled it.
She meant Thanos.
Yep.
Thanos is not Kronos.
I mean, same diff.
She tried. She tried. And I think that's what's important. So can you think Kronos?
Kronos. Oh, time?
Yes.
Time.
Chronology. We get chronology.
Father time.
Yeah, from Kronos. So he's their kid. They have lots of other kids. And Uranus doesn't like any of them at
the
all.
The children.
Uh-huh. He hates his kids. Hates them all. But there's three of them that he hates particularly much, and they're called the Hecatonchires. I really enjoy Hecatonchires.
Cool.
Sometimes called the Hecatonchires, and I honestly could say that word 1,000 times. It's so satisfying.
You could, and I would still not get it.
So Hecatonchires means the hundred-handed ones, and there's three of them, fucking massive big beasts, and they've got 100 hands.
Oh, each?
Yeah.
Okay.
And 50 heads.
Okay. So, centipede people?
I guess so.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, well, Uranus thought so too. So he locked them in Tartarus.
If that was my child, get it in the bin.
Get it in the bin. That's basically the attitude he took, and he locked them in Tartarus. And Tartarus is like the deepest level of mythological hell.
Okay.
So the afterlife, excellent. We're not going to go into the underworld right now because it's a whole episode in itself, but you know, the underworld is neither good nor bad, it's all encompassing, but Tartarus is the bad bit. So he locked them in Tartarus, and Gaia was like, excuse me, those are my children. Like, you know those moms on Facebook?
I was going to say, like, mother's love, but come on, fuck.
Do you know those moms on Facebook that are like, how cute is my baby? And you're like, oh my God, it looks like a bowl of tomato soup with an issue. It looks like you dropped your bread in your soup and you're telling me to think it's cute.
It looks like a shocked potato.
It looks like a fried lasagna.
Right?
And these mothers genuinely, like, and I sometimes wonder, like, do these mothers genuinely think that baby's cute? Like,
No, I know what you mean.
I'm quite privileged. Like, I did have quite cute babies.
You have gorgeous babies.
Right, like, their dad's pretty fit. Like, I'm biased, obviously, but I do think I have good-looking kids. But I'm terrified that I grow up and I look back and I'm like, no. God, they're ugly.
No, genuinely, like, you have nothing to be concerned about.
What if you're biased too?
No, but I'm not. What, because they look like my children?
That's true. So, for those of you who don't know us, I'm really fair. Really, really fair. Blue eyes, ginger hair, like a whiter shade of grey than could ever be imagined. And Katie's quite Mediterranean looking, like dark eyes, dark hair.
Yeah, I really was. Sallow skin. Something exotic.
I know. Like a wish all.
Wow.
And my children are mixed race, so they genuinely look more like Katie's kids than they do mine. And tonight, actually, my son was like, look at my eyeballs, they're brown like yours. And I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to sit over here.
Yeah.
And be white. Actually, one time,
we're just comparing our really dark eyes.
One time I asked him, like, he was talking about how he's light brown.
I remember that.
And I was like, what colour am I? And he looked at me. He looked me up and down and he went, a little bit pink, a little bit grey. I was like,
he wasn't wrong.
Grey? Fuck, man.
The best bit was when you asked him what colour I was and he said light brown.
She's light brown like
me. She's light brown like me.
Oh, fuck off. Sorry. All of y'all, like, sorry. Enjoy not your melanin. So,
bless the highly melanated.
Oh my God, you can't say that.
I know, that's why he said it, because it's funny.
Can't say that.
It's funny.
So he locked him in Tartarus. And she's like, my babies, fried lasagna.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking, wow, locked up for being ugly, there's some people I can throw in there.
Oh my God, I'd put myself in today. Look at the state of me. I've got Chinese.
It's a Wednesday in the middle of January.
Yeah, fair.
Nobody is a real human being right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, I'm potatoed today.
I can't afford to be a real human being right now.
I don't have the mental capacity to be a human being. I can't even take my bins out today. So, yeah, it's a hard life in January.
Mm-hmm.
So Gaia is like, my baby. Look at my Wayne, pure my, gorgeous.
My beautiful babies.
My wee princesses.
Sorry, that's like a real pet
hair. My princess Hecatonchies are...
That sounds like quite a princessy name, though.
They were actual monsters.
Yeah, I know. I can't even... I was going to say I'm picturing it, but I can't.
No, I find it really difficult to picture them.
I can't.
So she's... goes around all her kids and she's like, will you help me overthrow your dad? And they're like, oh, I can't. I'm washing my hair. That I sent you that meme earlier when it was like, nobody is busier than someone that doesn't like you. Hang on, I'll call you right back. I'm just closing my fridge. If that's not me... if that's not me, I don't know what is.
Honestly, like, cackled at my desk. Like, so much
that's
you.
Honestly, me like, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't talk right now. I'm actually walking my cat.
At least you, bother to give an excuse. I'm very much, I'll reply in 20 seconds or 3 to 5 working days.
Yeah, yeah.
And you won't get an explanation.
I find it really difficult. Like, with ADHD, I will be like, okay, I'm going to read that message in a bit. I'm just doing this thing that I'm doing. And then by the time it comes to read the message, I forget that it was sent to me and it just sits there. And then I get this like overwhelming guilt about having not read the message.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I guess I just have to cut that person off now.
Yeah.
Because I didn't answer that
I'm
one.
I'm just
going
to tell them I died in 9/11.
Fucking hell.
But the reason I said that specifically is because I'm...
controversial today.
No, I read a thing about how there was a decent number of people that faked their own death by saying they died in 9/11.
Really?
Oh. Uh-huh.
That's bad.
I mean, that's another level, man. You must really hate your wife to be like...
I can...
That is Zeus level.
No, I get it, mate. Like, I honestly, if I... I was
I mean,
too late in leaving my I husband, mean, apparently.
I mean, I was like 14 when that happened, so...
God, you're so much didn't older even... than me. I was in first year at high school.
I was in fourth year.
I'm such a spring chicken.
It's all right. I still look like one.
What, and I don't?
No, I'm saying we look like babies.
Oh, nice, that's fine. So, yeah, she goes around to all her kids and she's like, overthrow him with me. And they're like, I can't, I'm so busy. Then she gets to her youngest, Cronus, and she's like, do you want to help me overthrow your dad and release your brothers, your baby gorgeous brothers? And he's like, fuck yeah. Like, that sounds amazing. So she gives him a special sickle.
Uh-huh.
And he, when Uranus comes down to Earth to mm-hmm. mate with Gaia, he springs upon him, and Cronus takes his sickle and castrates him. Now...
okay, so, like...
Yep. Why is that? You've got a fucking sickle given to you by Mother Earth. Chop his fucking head off.
But also, the Oedipus vibes here.
Right. Like, why are you going straight for his dick?
Your dad's dick.
Like, why?
I'm trying so
you
hard.
You fucking... Let's be honest. Like, when was the last time you thought about a dick and didn't think the word daddy? Like, you can't talk. You leave Cronus alone. Oh, I just outed you bad. I'm so sorry.
Are you really, really... No, are you kidding? The listeners are aware. There has been enough insinuation.
But I'm doing... I think that's quite a jump. Like, oh, I've got a sickle. And it's such a... A woman wouldn't do that.
Yeah, for him, yeah. That's a jump.
A woman wouldn't do that. A woman would never be like, the first thing I'm going to do with this special magical sickle is cut your dick off. No, chop his fucking head off. Like, yeah. Slice his thigh where that big... artery is like I'd kill him. I wouldn't go I'm gonna chop your dick off like that. That's such a man thing to do. So he chops his dick off,
literally emasculate my father.
Yeah.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Seek I'm just elf. Like seek help, Cronus.
Cronus, you're right, babe. Do you need anything?
Who are you?
Are you okay? So he cuts his fucking dick off, obviously. The blood that fall and semen now.
What?
Right, I need to ask you this, right? I can't believe.
I already know the answer, but go on.
I don't know. I can't believe I don't know this, but...
That's fine.
If I was to cut a dick off...
No.
Right, okay.
Absolutely not.
So there's no, like, semen, like...
No, it's not just, like, you know...
It's kept in the balls, isn't it?
It's, well... Moment of science.
I know. Can you help me?
The sperm are kept in the balls, but the fluid is produced on the spot for ejaculation.
From what? From which?
Prostate gland.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you're here. I did it.
She knows her way around the dick. I wish.
Do you know what?
I
didn't know how much I didn't know about dicks until I had a son.
Wow.
When he was a baby, so he was a couple of days old, and I called his dad in, and I was panicking, and he was like, "What's wrong?" And I was like, "There's something wrong. Like, his penis is like, I don't know, like, it looks different. Like, where's it gone?" And he was like, "Ashley, he's cold." I had no idea.
God.
I had no idea. Like, my previous experience with dicks had been when they were, like,
right,
primed and ready for action.
Yes.
Like, I hadn't ever, like, I don't know, interacted with a ball sack to wipe shit off of it before.
Wow. Child-free, not childless.
Do you want to know the tip that I gave my friend when she was having a boy?
Mm-hmm.
So I never give parenting advice. I think it's shit, and I hate it when people give me advice on parenting. But the one thing I said to her was, See when they shit in their nappy, you need to, like, lift up their balls to wipe under it, because that's where the shit gathers.
Uh-huh.
So that was, you look horrified.
I'm just, yeah.
Horrified.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
No, it's, like, it's as much as I assumed.
So, yeah, that was my one bit of parenting advice. Like, make sure you get right under the ball sack to get the shit out of there.
Enjoy listeners. Free parent advice.
The only bit of parenting advice I will ever give, because I don't fucking know what I'm doing. So,
she's superwoman.
Oh, I'm tired. So, where was I? Oh, cuts
his
dick
off. And somehow
so
semen
blood
flies
and
out.
Semen. Maybe he really enjoyed getting his dick cut
off.
I
mean, there could have been some sort of... You know,
I feel like they're all fucking like, oh yes, dicks, like, dicks.
I mean,
and it falls onto the earth, which both is and is not Gaia, and from that come the gigantes or the giants.
Okay, hold up. Hold up.
Screak, mate.
Kronos came on his mum, not mum,
no,
Earth.
No. It's Uranus that's had his dick cut off.
Right,
Cronus is wielding his sickle.
Yeah, Uranus.
It's his wife.
Came on his wife / the Earth.
Yeah. And blood. And the Furies.
And had his man period.
Can you imagine if men had periods? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They'd
would
be
get,
cured.
Like, we would get, like... leave every month, holidays for every, we would get Boris's to buy tampons.
It's sad how fucking right you are.
I know.
So the Furies,
mode.
The Furies are born from that, and the Furies are like the spirits of like revenge and avenging, and
right,
very much what it says does what it says in the tin, the Furies.
I feel that.
And some woodland nymphs, which I find quite weird. Like, just some wood sprites. They just
maybe
like,
from the semen part?
Maybe. I just think that's a bit weird. Like, that seems like a weird addition. But okay, Greek mythology. Carry on.
You know,
do
it's
your
aesthetic.
Do your thing, Hesiod.
Nice.
And he... So Kronos takes the penis.
Wow.
I know. This is clearly written by a man with a small dick. He takes...
And some...
big daddy issues. He takes the penis and he throws it into the sea.
I'm sorry, but that's like it's your dad's dick in the sea.
Sorry, but throwing dick into the sea is my 2022 mantra. Like,
I mean,
I just want to take all that dick and throw it into the sea. Do you remember last week I said I was like post dating?
Yes.
I'm really over it now. Like, I'm okay. Really done with it. Like, I have deleted all the apps. I mean, I'm still talking to...
I'll go with you on that one until such time as you're horny again.
Oh, you're so right, though. Like, I'm still talking to the guy that I had sex with that before episode one, for anyone that's following.
I love how we're like...
But, like, it's really chilled, and I feel like I'm probably, like, midway through becoming his bestie.
Why are you like this?
This is my fucking signature move, isn't it? This is my...
We're such polar opposites in some ways.
I know.
You like to just, like, befriend everyone you've ever...
Shall we tell the story? Shall we tell the story of the lists?
Yes.
Right, so Lindsay, this is, like, the fucking most embarrassing, like, girly sleepover thing we ever did.
Is it, though?
Yeah, no. Katie and I made a list of all the people we'd had sex with. We rated them.
We listed them by star sign.
Katie made me list them by star sign.
I wanted to trend some data and I got some interesting results.
I don't know if we can call astrology data, but let's not.
Y'all, if you're a Pisces out there, you're good in bed.
I'm a Pisces.
Yeah, I know. Take the compliment, bitch.
It turns out I really like, but it was weird though, because I'm like, fucking star signs are all shit. But turns out all my best fucks are Leo.
Right.
So all my five stars are basic, no, Leo or Aquarius, because
Aquarius are my kryptonite.
Yup.
Like, I don't want to like them, but I have to.
I don't know what this means. So
it means astrology's real.
Oh, I don't know if that's what the data says. But yeah, we sat and listed everyone. And it was really funny because Katie was like, get their star signs. And I asked them or looked on their Facebooks, because I'm friends with almost everyone that's ever been inside me. And it turns out Katie is basically one of the Furies. And like,
I
burns the house before she leaves it.
Didn't even remember, like... I couldn't even access some of those profiles because I'm blocked.
Oh man. Yeah, no, my role in life is and this is so sad. My role in life is to stay friends, and then they get drunk and slide into my DMs and
amongst other places. I'm so I had to. I absolutely had to.
You're not wrong. But I'm post-dating now. Like, I'm really over it. I'm really, like, not interested in dating right now. I'm really busy, though, so I wonder if that's... Like, I've got loads going on, so something had to give. And it's fine. I can wank. So...
Oh, are we back here?
We're back at wanking. So this disembodied dick...
Flies into the sea.
That sounds like wanking.
Does it?
A disembodied dick. Do you want to talk about disembodied dicks, Katie?
Nope.
You sure?
I would decline to comment.
Okay. Katie's just discovered the wonders of disembodied dicks.
Look. We're gonna have this conversation. Okay?
Oh yes.
We're gonna have this conversation.
We're almost out of time, but carry on.
Oh my god, so we are. Doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
No, tell the story.
I spent so much of my adult life convinced that because I don't need a dick to come, why would I want to buy a dildo? Why would I ever be interested in that? And then, out of, you know, sheer, you know, separation boredom, shall we say, I was like, fuck it, it was in the January sale.
I actually bullied you into buying sex toys, which
Ashley
is my favourite.
Ashley has been fully enabling this newfound obsession, and yes, my God, my life has been changed.
Yes.
Because I forgot that this disembodied dick would not be attached to a selfish man.
Yes.
Who's only moving it in ways to please him.
Yes.
And my life has been altered.
I'm so happy and so proud. Like, it doesn't even make sense how happy I am for you to have orgasmed.
I mean, our friendship's already.
It's like, weird. But I'm into it.
Yeah.
Not like that.
Remember that night? In fact, it was that night.
This sounds like we had sex. We didn't have sex.
No.
What a night.
If you'd let me finish, that would have been a barren. When you were having sex with the aforementioned person. And
yes!
We were like, we were probably coming at the same time.
I was definitely, I was coming a lot that night.
Well, you're always coming a lot.
Katie's nicknamed my vagina Pavlov's Puss. Because she thinks that I am... like, trained to come on command, because I orgasm super easily, like...
You're trained? Well...
Go on!
It's a lot...
Go on, don't try and spare my feelings!
It's a complicated conversation that we're trying to now dilute down,
so
but, like...
Pavlov's Puss.
But, like...
Because I come really easily.
Yeah,
and orgasm with no effort.
Like, by these people, or you had allowed them to condition you to think that that was the most important factor.
B, Yeah, but even though, like, I'm aware of it now, I still, like, orgasm by being within, you know, 3 feet of a naked sex partner.
The main takeaway is that as long as we accept that Ashley is in the 15% of people who this is the case for,
yeah, boy,
we can all sleep at night.
Yeah, I get it. Like, I am lucky, and I do know that not everyone...
So don't worry.
Not everyone gets this lottery. Like, I apologise if you're one of these people that can't orgasm through penetration or orgasm with a partner. It's totally normal, and the reason is it's because I'm stealing your orgasms.
Right.
I'm having them all in all of the ways, so sorry.
Do you hear the smugness? Do you hear the smugness just rip right out?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. We're forgivable.
So the disembodied penis falls into the sea.
Right.
And let me tell you, when I orgasm, it is a fucking sea.
Wow. Like, I was trying not to go there.
I can tell, but I can tell on your face that you're like, I don't want to. I'm trying really hard. And I was like, no, I'm going to give her this. So it goes into the sea. And God, the terminology here makes me feel a bit sick. The sea foam and spray.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gross, isn't it? Like the foam and spray from the disembodied penis.
It's given cum in a hot tub.
Katie, please tell me there was never cum in the hot tub in your back garden.
No.
Oh, thank fuck, I spent so much time in that hot tub.
There wasn't in that one.
Please don't say that.
No, it wasn't that one.
Oh, thank fuck. Oh my God, I nearly died. I've swallowed that water by accident.
It's full of chlorine. You're alright.
It's not like I've ever swallowed cum before.
I know, imagine that. Oh my God.
So, from the foam and the spray of the disembodied penis in the sea arises the most beautiful, resplendent creature that time has ever and will ever see.
Okay.
It is Miss Aphrodite.
Wow. I mean, she made the best of a bad situation.
Do you know, right, so I was trying to get away from using the word foam and spray, because there's
foam and spray, they're
really evocative, and it gives me the ick. But the word Aphrodite comes from Aphros, which is the Greek for foam, so it actually means like from the foam, from the spray.
Foam girl. That's, my brain is just like, foam
so
girl.
Aphrodite, she thick, she is sexy. Like, who's your Aphrodite? Who plays Aphrodite in your brain canon?
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm.
That was, do you know what?
For me, I think Aphrodite's more of a Sofia Vergara.
I had to say that because literally before you'd even finished asking the question, my brain was like, it was just an automatic.
Wow.
I can't explain. Can't explain.
No, for me, it's a Sofia Vergara.
Hiya.
Oh my God, I would let her spit in my mouth and I'd say thank you.
Do you watch The Apprentice?
No. Okay. Come on.
I'm not even going to say it.
Okay. So, Aphrodite...
If anyone watches The Apprentice, Karen Brady could fully stand on me.
I know who Karen Brady is.
And I would say thank you.
But when you first said that, I thought, you remember Margaret? Who you... Listen, I'm not here to yuck anyone's yum. Like, if you want Margaret to stand on you, carry on, bitch.
Karen Brady. Oh my God, MILF.
We're not, like, yeah, no, yes, I see that. I see that.
I can't even deny it.
Yeah, fair play. So Aphrodite is the god.
She got mummy issues too.
Who?
Me.
You? Oh yeah, you know.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, you're not gender specific in any of your activities. Why make your weird ones gender specific either?
This is a very bi podcast.
Today it is, isn't it?
Like, apparently so.
The bisexuality is jumping out of us.
We're talking about Aphrodite.
Aphrodite.
Who is, like, the ultimate bitch.
Yeah, she is. She's the goddess of love, also Venus.
Love planet.
Is it? Right, I was going to ask you astrology is Venus. But that kind of annoys me, because the love that Aphrodite is in charge of isn't, like, man and woman settle down and have a family love. That's Hera's dominion. Aphrodite is about, like, you know, when you just... don't give a fuck about the consequences. You just want to fuck a person. Like, you get that just, that big fucking rush of dopamine. That's Aphrodite's dominion.
So there is a planet for that, and it's Mars.
Not right, Venus. That's wrong. Yeah, that's wrong, because Mars is Aries. Now, this is interesting. This is the first bit of astrology that I find interesting. That's wrong. So Mars is Aries. Aphrodite, when she... when everything settled down, there was a big war and all sorts of shit. And when Zeus took over, he wanted to marry her off ASAP because she was so beautiful that the gods were at risk of going to war again to win her hand.
Right.
So he married her to his son, Hephaestus. Hephaestus, bless him, great blacksmith, great metal worker, ugly as fuck. Ugly as fuck. I will tell you the story of Hephaestus. It includes him being yeeted off Olympus. You will fucking love it.
There's so much yeeting in mythology.
So much baby yeeting. So he is ugly. Ugly, ugly. Not very interesting. And Aphrodite didn't love him. And she had a really long affair with Ares, Mars. But Ares is the god of war. And
if you've met an Ares or are an Ares, can confirm.
Yeah, my sister's Aries, I get this.
But also that's really interesting because Venus and Mars are considered like a linked like partnership in astrology. Like you need to take both into consideration, and when you're looking at compatibility, you're looking at like Venus Mars compatibility across both ways.
No way.
Yeah.
So that's actually like that.
I'm
interested.
I've pulled it back.
I'm interested. That links up quite well with the Greek mythology. You know, their affair was prolific. To the point where Hephaestus fashioned this like chain link magic where he put it on his bed and it was basically invisible. And he put it on the bed that he and Aphrodite shared. And when her and Ares were banging in the bed, this chain link trapped them. And Hephaestus came back and he was like, ha ha, fucking knew it. And she was like, get this fucking thing off. And Ares, the god of war, when I say war, I need to distinguish because I'm a pedant, that he's the god of like combat, of the rush of war, like actual fighting.
Yeah.
Whereas Athena is the goddess of war in a more strategic way.
That makes so much sense again. Because Mars is like, it encompasses your sexuality and your aggression. Because they do come from a sort of, it's all passion.
100%.
It's all passion, like, force.
Instead of, though, like, I don't believe in astrology, I just believe that in Greek mythology. They're both as probable as each other.
Right.
But that makes sense. Yeah. So Aries was fuming, and Hephaestus, rather than letting them go, got in all of the gods and goddesses to laugh at them. So they were pure raging.
Again with the slut shaming.
Right. Fuck it. I mean, Aphrodite, bless her, didn't. Maybe, do you know, last week I said that maybe we were Hermes. I think we might be Aphrodite. She had a son, daughter, child. Sorry, that was really bad. She had a child with Hermes, Hermaphroditus.
Okay.
Who was partly male, partly female.
I was like really wondering why you clarified yourself there, and that makes so much sense.
So I genuinely apologise for that.
And
like,
also did not even, like, mind blown.
Yeah, Hermaphroditus.
Like the two
Hermes,
yeah.
Aphrodite, Hermaphroditus.
Right.
And he represents, like, boy, and she represents women. So when they came together, their child represents both.
Non-binary.
In the middle. Both, neither, all of it.
All.
Love. You know, the spectrum. She's also the goddess of sex workers, which I think is pretty
Aphrodite.
Amazing. Yeah.
I just love this bitch.
Right? Like, yes, Aphrodite.
She's definitely a Leo.
No, surely she's not.
But surely Venus must be the ruler of Leo, surely.
I don't... Why are you looking at me like I should know?
I don't know.
Oh my god, are you going to Google that?
No, I'm going to look at my spreadsheet, damn it.
Fuck off. You have a spreadsheet.
Yes.
You're a scientist, Katie.
This is a science. It's a mixture of science. It's a combination of maths, astronomy, physics, with just a tiny little kernel of magical thinking.
I mean...
Have you met me?
Oh my god. Just because it ends in ology does not a science make cosmetology. Thank you. I rest my case. She also had mortal lovers.
This Gemini moon of yours is playing up.
Is that on your spreadsheet?
No. Well, yeah, I have a spreadsheet. So basically my spreadsheet is the full birth charts that I did of everyone I, like, remotely care about.
This is pathological.
Right. Do you know what I actually wanted to look at? Because you keep mentioning, like, Uranus or Uranus or whatever.
Saturn. Cronus and is Saturn, if that makes anything
okay,
to you.
Okay, so Saturn is the planet of limits, boundaries and fears. And Uranus... is the planet of Quirk's originality and irresponsibility.
Well, he was quite irresponsible. He got his dick cut off with a sickle.
Was that really his fault?
Can't victim shame.
I mean, come on.
So Aphrodite also had mortal lovers. These included Anchises, who didn't father anyone. She mothered a son, Aeneas, who went on to found Rome and the Roman Empire.
Oh, yeah.
And Adonis was her lover.
Oh, I know about him.
Do you?
Well, people say that, don't they? About men when they're like muscly.
Yeah. I once referred to a boyfriend as a chalk Adonis because he was really white. Yeah, I had white boyfriends.
Plural? Really?
No.
Venus is the ruling planet of Libra. And even as an astrology whore, oh. I had, did not know
oh
that.
Oh my god, what I know about Libra. I'm a Libra. I'm a fucking Libra.
In this house, she doesn't. I stan adore.
Okay, yeah, I don't get it. I don't get the adore thing.
I'm sorry.
What else can I tell you about Aphrodite?
I always think of that. Is it a sculpture or is it a painting?
Venus de Milo.
It's like white stone.
With no
is that
arms.
A sculpture?
Venus de Milo, one of the most famous and recognisable sculptures ever. I'm actually going to get it tattooed on me.
Yeah. Have you got an organic tattoo?
I've got Medusa on my arm.
Oh, yeah, it's cool.
And I've got Persephone on my upper arm. I'm gonna eventually, so they're both in the same arm, and eventually have just like a mythological women arm.
Oh my god.
I know, I'm such a geek. I've got the cheek to sit here and laugh at you with your spreadsheets. No, I'm sorry, I don't feel bad for it. I tried.
I can't even. I mean, those are cute tattoos though.
I know, your spreadsheet exists. I was gonna, I can't say it's cool. Oh my god, you look so hurt.
I am. But I'm a Cancer. I'm always hurt.
I don't know what this means.
You do. You have a Cancer child.
What does it mean that I'm Pisces, apart from being a good shag?
Dreamer. Daydreamer. Absolute daydreamer.
Are you saying that because you know me, though?
No, I'm saying that because you're a bloody Pisces.
Am I a typical Pisces?
No, actually.
Oh, shocker.
Your air placements really, really, skew your personality.
Convenient that there's a get out for me not being a typical Pisces. Convenient. So there's also the painting of Aphrodite, of her ascending.
She's like a kind of fabric,
yes,
sort of something.
She had a magic
she's
girdle.
In a shell.
Yeah, she ascended to the shore near Paphos.
I wanted to go there for my honeymoon.
Shall we go there on a divorcee moon?
Yes, because maybe if I had...
We should totally have a divorcee moon.
We should, because it'll be, winter.
Yeah, and we'll get divorced, roughly the same time. I don't know how long divorces take. I seem to... Every time I talk about it, I seem to think that I'm going to, put in my divorce on Monday and, be a free woman on a Tuesday.
Well, the simplified one says 6 to 8 weeks.
I've got kids.
I know, so maybe a bit more, but maybe not much.
That's not at all how I'd Gantt charted that in my brain.
Gantt charted? Who knew you knew about Gantt charts?
Oh, I did theatre, darling.
Oh, because we use them in stupid engineering projects.
Oh, I use them for stupid theatre stuff, when you're trying to work out the timeline to a show.
Oh, I hate the fucking thing.
I mean, it's not my job. I was an actor. I just knew what they were.
She's an actor, darling.
Somebody more important and more intelligent than I did the Gantt charting.
No, same. I absolutely cannot.
What else can I tell you about Aphrodite? Yeah, so beauty, pleasure, she's love, procreation,
sexy bitch,
fertility, they're all hers.
Okay,
so
now I hear.
I was going to say, so you can take it up with Aphrodite. But she also gave you your dildo orgasm as well as took away your future of a child, so
maybe
so
because that's the thing,
yeah, we don't know. Maybe you should start praying to Aphrodite.
It would make much more sense to me than praying to any kind of god. Like, yeah. Christian god.
I feel like I can get behind... this is what I really like about Greek mythology. I feel like I can really get behind gods and goddesses with this much imperfection.
We need to just get into this.
Right.
We're going to make a shrine to Aphrodite, join the cult of Dionysus, go to Paphos on our divorcement.
Divorcement. Yes, we need to start our Patreon so that we can raise money for our divorcement.
Just get them to pay for it.
Yeah. Give us your suggestions and your money. So yeah, that was the story, as requested by you weirdos, of Uranus, Kronos, and Aphrodite. Every time.
Babe.
Every time. Was that a good one?
I like that.
I like that too. I like that too. I like Aphrodite. I don't know, like...
She's just got, like, she just, I can't even, I don't know.
Do I like Aphrodite?
Divine feminine energy.
Right, and I love like, that. And yeah. I love that she is totally unashamed of how many lovers she's taken.
Like, she's just always cutting about naked.
Bitch,
this is
no,
me.
She had a magical girdle this is as well that would, like, make any man fall in love with her. She once lent it to Hera so that Hera could, like, get Zeus into bed.
Oh, good
to distract.
God.
Like, I know, Hera, babe.
Can I borrow your magic corset to to spice up my marriage?
And Aphrodite's like, I spice mine up by fucking your son.
I mean... Yeah.
Right?
I could fully get behind this.
So page. I like her. I like her bold feminist energy. I like that she's the goddess of sex workers. I like that sex workers have a goddess.
Right.
I like that a lot. So yeah, that's Aphrodite. Next week, I know what we're doing next week. I've planned ahead.
I like not knowing though.
Okay, I won't tell you.
Because I can like... I don't know. I like to react in real time.
Shit, it holds a moan water. Can I tell you? Because you'll think you know the story anyway.
Fine.
But you won't. So next week is Blue Monday. It is the saddest day of the year.
Is it next week?
Uh-huh, third week in January. So I'm going to tell the story of Pandora and why things are shit. That's not as cheerful and cheering up as you thought it was going to be.
No,
actually.
I just don't think I know anything about that.
Really?
No.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
The only Pandora I know is from Skins. The TV show Skins.
Why do we even do this podcast together?
This is literally why.
So, yeah, that's next week's. Please do get in touch if you have any requests. Just a little reminder that Greek myths are an oral history because... You dirty bitch!
I didn't see anything.
You didn't have to! Your laugh said it all.
An oral history would be here all night.
They're an oral tradition. They have been passed down by mouth at... No. Oh my god!
Show me your oral traditions.
Show me your oral traditions, Daddy Zoo.
I didn't say it.
You are thinking it.
Always.
That's the problem with you.
I know, I'm actually like...
So the version of the myth that I tell may not be the version that you're familiar with. It's the one that I find most entertaining. And if you want sources and citations, get in touch with me because I love this shit and I will bore you to death with tales of Hesiod and Homer.
Homer?
Homer, he was... Oh my god.
No, I do know about Homer. Oh my god. He wrote about them, didn't he?
And on that note... That's us for another week, lads. We'll see you next week with the story of Pandora.
Bye.
Bye.